Hello, lovely ones out there. This is Evie, and this is my update for October. It's a Saturday, good day to work on Missionette and having a cup of Earl Grey tea. Oh, we're so excited. In about 59 days, we're going to have the Missionette conference starting, our second one, and we're so eager. Sometimes we can hardly wait to see that happening. Of course, though, there's still heaps to be done. It's fantastic to see how countries are getting ready. We have seen some great developments again in countries where we thought, you know, we just have to give up. We haven't had any contacts there, nothing happening. But faithfully, God has been so faithful providing us with contacts. Some of we just thought we don't know where to go further. So we have seen some great developments in Belarus, some contacts there, to the Ukraine, even to Poland. I mean, there's a lovely Polish team now coming together from various organizations trying to promote Missionette and a mission lifestyle, and that's really, really fantastic. So what has happened over the past few weeks, really? We had the European Evangelical Alliance meeting 2 weeks ago. They had a board meeting and had invited various leaders from all the European countries. And we were so blessed, there were three of us there, to be part of that fellowship of about 150 guys, mainly men, to see them in action, to see their passion for Europe and also their absolute dedication and love to the younger ones. So we were so wonderfully treated, very respectful, and even a great interest in Missionette. So we think, now that we have met these guys in person and seeing their trust and yeah, their commitment to us, younger leaders and in Missionette, we have great hope that there are new developments happening all across Europe. So we really can praise God for the European Evangelical Alliance and their backup, for Nick Trumper, the General Secretary there, and for all the various others on the board who are so supportive. We also started to have a political trek, a weekend in Brussels, where we gathered about 20 to 30 young ones for one weekend, and we sat all Friday in the EU Parliament, having various politicians, Christians, sharing with us how do we communicate in a world that they understand what we talk about. What are our Christian values we stand for? What makes it a difference to be a Christian there in such high power places? And it has been absolutely intriguing, heartbreaking as well, and we had a great time of praying for our country leaders and praying for young Christians to take up the call and go and make a difference, be it in Brussels or be it in our local governments, to speak up for Christians, for Christianity, for Jesus. And so we don't just, you know, accept what's happening and ignore, but we are active and get involved in society. We've also been very pleased in Hamburg to see our team grow in the office. It's fantastic to see these young ones being so dedicated, giving so much of their spare time and just being there, faithful and fun-loving and very caring. We had Sarah with us, our Danish motivator. She's one of the three there, who's been with us for 1 month and has really been a great asset to the team. We're going to have new ones arriving next week. Two lovely girls, one German, one coming from Chile. So that's another flavor to our group. About 1,400 people have now signed up from 31 countries, which is so exciting. And when you can see the new blogs on the website and also on Facebook, we have launched a new Missionette database. We'll launch the start of it. So we were asking various organizations within Europe to upload their opportunities, be it short-term or long-term, be it in our own countries or abroad, to really spread the word and see where we can live out our callings. This is a fantastic development, and we're going to show that in action to you if you join us at the conference. So bless you. Have a very good November. Talk to you again. Take care. Bye.